Campus life disrupted. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. And commencements maybe too, as pro-Palestinian protesters pitch more tents at more colleges. And they remain at Columbia in New York City, where the first encampment began last week.
The administration has set deadlines as to when those tents have to be moved out. Those deadlines, though, just keep coming and keep going. The tents remain on the main quad here. There's a real question whether or not they're going to be able to hold their graduation or not.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. President Biden just a few miles away from Columbia's campus earlier today for an interview, telling Howard Stern he'd be happy to debate former President Trump, who says he's ready, willing, and able.
We're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television. We're ready. Just tell me where.
Reacting a short time ago outside the New York courtroom where day eight of his hush money trial just wrapped up. President Biden's approval rating sinking to a new low in a new Gallup poll, an average of less than 39% in his 13th quarter as president. Trump 2024 National Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt tells Fox Business.
Joe Biden has a massive base problem. Young people are a demographic that Democrats and Joe Biden have long relied on, and they no longer support his candidacy because his policies have ripped them off, and they're realizing it.
President Biden has pointed to recent improvement in some polls, but he trails the former president in six of seven key swing states in results published earlier this week by Bloomberg News and Morning Consult. The NAACP president says his group is outraged by a Biden administration decision to delay a ban on menthol cigarettes, a ban facing potential backlash, political backlash from black smokers. The health secretary says they've had immense feedback, and it's clear there are more conversations to have on the issue before they make a final decision. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Two men are accused by federal prosecutors of collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal benefits they weren't entitled to over more than two decades.
The U.S. Department of Justice is now charging two 60-year-old men from New Orleans with stealing Social Security checks from a dead woman in order to pay for cars, doctor bills, and even the utilities at a vacation property in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Neely B. Hargis and Joseph T. Trotta are accused of keeping Social Security benefit funds for a woman who previously lived in their home in New Orleans. The woman died in 1999, but prosecutors say the pair kept depositing checks through July of 2020, totaling nearly $450,000. Both face up to 50 years in prison. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Buckingham Palace announcing that Britain's King Charles will resume public duties next week, beginning with a visit to a cancer treatment center. He took a break from public appearances nearly 3 months ago to focus on his own treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. Eminem is making a comeback to put an end to Slim Shady.
The rapper announced his 12th studio album, The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace, will drop this summer. He posted a trailer for the album on X, showing a true crime reporter discussing the death of Eminem's alter ego, Slim Shady.
So who killed Slim Shady?
Join me as we recreate the events that led to the murder of Slim Shady.
50 Cent has a cameo in the trailer in which he says he's not a friend, he's a psychopath. And Eminem makes an appearance at the end, blurred by the camera, only to dip out accidentally to grab a sip of water. Slim Shady has long been an alter ego for the rapper. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A Friday rebound on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 153 points, the NASDAQ the biggest gainer, up more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.